It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Thursday, October 19th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A Northeast Iowa man has been arrested after he was accused of sexually abusing a minor. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office says 18-year-old Brady Denny of Maynard was taken into custody October 13th on a valid Fayette County warrant for two counts of second-degree sexual abuse, both Class B felonies. According to court documents, a deputy was called to the Denny's address on October 2nd in reference to a suicidal issue regarding Denny, in which the reporting party said Denny had intimate relations with a 12-year-old girl. Authorities say Denny denied the allegations, however, he admitted to not having knowledge of the victim's age. The victim participated in a CPC interview conducted at Allen Hospital in Waterloo on October 10th when she confirmed sexual intercourse on two occasions with Denny. She also reported that the second time it happened, Denny was aware of her age. He is being held in the Fayette County Jail with bail set at $50,000 cash or surety bond. A Mason City man has been accused of assaulting a female victim in Charles City. Charles City Police responded to the 300 block of 16th Avenue for a report of a fight and or disturbance just after 3:30 Tuesday afternoon. Their investigation led to the arrest of 26-year-old Derek Factor for domestic abuse assault, strangulation, bodily injury, a Class D felony. According to the criminal complaint, Factor got into a verbal and physical altercation with the victim, pushed her into a vehicle, and choked her. He then followed her down the street as she tried to leave. Police say the victim had red marks and a cut on her neck. Court records show Factor was convicted on a simple assault charge in Cerro Gordo County in October 2020. A Texas woman who owns land in North Iowa in the path of Summit Carbon Solutions' proposed carbon dioxide pipeline says it's improper for state regulators to hold part of the company's evidentiary hearing on Election Day. Lisa Ritzert of San Antonio owns land in Mitchell County that is affected by an extension of Summit's project that is not part of what the Iowa Utilities Board is considering in the hearing. Rather than modify its first permit request, which had the potential to delay the process, Summit initiated a new permit request in June for a 31-mile extension in Floyd and Mitchell counties to connect to the Absolute Energy ethanol plant near St. Ansgar. The IUB denied Ritzert's request to participate in the first process as an intervener, according to board documents. Summit's hearing began in August and paused earlier this month. Due to schedule conflicts, the IUB is unable to resume the hearing until November. In an order last week, the board said the hearing will resume in Fort Dodge from November 6th through the 9th and potentially on November 16th and 17th if Summit has more witnesses to rebut evidence and testimony. Ritzert said in an Iowa Capital Dispatch story, to attend or participate in the hearing, persons not residing in the local area of the hearing venue will be traveling away from home voting precincts, some a considerable distance or out of state, making voting difficult if not impossible for those citizens on Election Day, which is November 7th. The IUB chose not to hold the hearing on November 10th because it is Veterans Day. Efforts to install new LED lights in downtown Charles City have hit a snag that will delay the project. City Administrator Steve Deere says they've had to adjust the schedule due to lights not fitting properly.
It was found that the streetlight going in could work, but it didn't quite fit inside the shroud or the glass piece. So long story short, they had to reorder the lights. So in about a week, those new lights will be in, and they're not going to be as yellow. They're going to be more white, and they're actually going to work. So half of these don't work half the time now. So they're going to work. They're going to look a little bit different, and they're going to use about half as much energy.
Deers notes that the project to install LED lighting across the city has been in the works for a while.
We did one initially about 9 years ago on our big traffic lights. It didn't pay at that time to do the smaller ones. Now it does. What really helps is that MidAmerican Energy is offering some really substantial rebates on this. So we're like saving 45% of the cost of the lights just with their rebates.
Deers adds that LED lighting is also coming to the Charles City Fire Station, the CDT building, and Park Rec buildings. Discipline policies have been updated in the New Hampton School District. During their regular meeting Monday night, the school board approved new building-level discipline matrices for the elementary, middle, and high school. Superintendent Jay Jurens told the board that a new state law that went into effect July 1st required the district to update its existing policies.
We've always had something similar in our handbooks. This just helped us refine it a little bit. This is for violent and threatening students, what the specific law requires. Our matrices cover a little bit more than that. That is what the law requires and why it's there.
While there are many similarities in discipline at all three school buildings, each principal also explained nuances that might differ based on the age of students attending school in each building. Principal Matt Monson said the high school has two areas of emphasis.
We really focused on the fighting physical aggression for one category and then bullying behavior in the other. We also outlined, you know, the first offense for a lot of these is going to be in school. Second offense would be multiple days of in school. Third offense could be out of school. Police could be involved upon any level, but that's just generally kind of where it fits in.
In addition to in-school and out-of-school suspensions, principals said discipline could also include reteaching students on school behavior policies and/or conferences with parents. A Charles City woman accused of stealing a shower stall has been arrested for violating terms of her pretrial release. Charles City Police took 38-year-old Carol Taylor into custody shortly before 6:30 Tuesday evening in the 400 block of 15th Avenue. She was wanted on a Floyd County warrant after a probation violation report stated she failed to meet with a parole officer on October 3rd. Attempts to contact her were unsuccessful and her whereabouts were unknown. Thus, her pretrial release should be revoked. Court records show Taylor was accused of taking a shower stall, shower head and valve system, a stove, and a vanity mirror when she moved out of a residence she rented in the 300 block of 7th Avenue in Charles City in August of 2022. Total value of the stolen items was about $2,700. A criminal complaint was filed in September of 2022, charging her with second-degree theft and third-degree criminal mischief. A warrant for Taylor's arrest was issued a month later, but she wasn't initially arrested by CCPD until September 28th of this year. Taylor is being held in the Floyd County Jail with bail set at $5,000 cash-only bond. No trial date has been set. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.